Hello, friends, and welcome into Sports from the Couch here on Mercado Airwaves. I'm your host, Mike Mercado. You're about to hear a clip from the Sports Cubicle on WCPT 820 AM, Chicago, 9 p.m. to 10 p.m. Sunday nights with myself, Devin Tingle, Paul Shavari, and Dan Marver. If you would like to check out the entire show, check us out over on SoundCloud at WCPT and wherever you get your favorite podcast at Mercado Airwaves. And of course, if you would like to see the video version of the show, check us out on YouTube, youtube.com/Mercado Airwaves Network. I'm on Twitter at Mike M Media, Instagram, Mike Mercado Media, and you can be interactive with the show on Twitter at Couch Sports Talk. Like, rate, review, and share us wherever you get your favorite podcast at Mercado Airwaves. And please hit the little bell, subscribe button on youtube.com/Mercado Airwaves Network if you would like to see the video version of the podcast. If you would like to support us, visit us at patreon.com/Mercado Airwaves. There you can become a producer. You get our weekly NFL confidence picks there at patreon.com/Mercado Airwaves. We have a bunch of awesome tiers if you would like to support us in that way. We're also on Teespring, teespring.com/Mercado Airwaves. If you would like some swag, check us out at teespring.com/Mercado Airwaves just in time for the holiday season. Now enjoy this segment from the latest edition of the Sports Cubicle on WCPT 820 AM Chicago, where facts matter, Sunday nights, 9 p.m. to 10 p.m. Enjoy.
And coming at you live from the basement of WCPT 820 in Chicago, this is the Sports Cubicle, where the inmates run the asylum. Management's going to yell at us on tomorrow morning because we're working overtime tonight. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone. It is the Thanksgiving edition of the Sports Cubicle, and yeah, we're a few days short. But hey, we're working overtime. So let's get to our esteemed panel. We got the marvelous one, Dan Marver. What's up, Marver?
Hey, Devin. What's going on? Did you have enough turkey?
Yes, but how's that rat cooking in the oven right now?
It's pretty good. There was a turkey of a game Thursday, though. But we prevailed 16-14. And, you know, it was a tough week because, we were looking at the film and we were concentrating in our building. And we all came together and Dalton kneeled three times and we won.
I appreciate that. And it looks like you got the Matt Nagy visor on it. Did he just give that to you after the game?
Right. You know what the A stands for?
Stand for. Average?
I'll leave that to your imagination.
And, of course, we got Sports from the Couches, Mike Mercado. What's up, Mercado?
What's up, boys? What's going on in Chicago? It is a wonderful way to end a Thanksgiving weekend by being with you guys and talking about the stuffing of a game that was Bears versus Lions, but was great entrees like pumpkin pie and turkey the rest of the weekend. How are you boys doing?
Let's just say I've had better days. And the thing is, the Bears did not win this game, guys. Detroit lost this game. When you have Andy Dalton throwing for over 300 yards and you score one touchdown, yeah. I think there's a problem there.
He actually looks pretty good at times, to tell you the truth, passing out there. But, you know, I guess that's just by comparison to what else is happening.
I mean, again, I even feel Justin Fields would have been phenomenal against this Detroit. The Detroit Lions are terrible right now. They're 0-9-1.
Yeah, they got a tie against Pittsburgh.
Yes, that should really sink in. But just, again, like, we can praise Andy Dalton here. But, again, I think, you know, with Marver, a coach, and Mercado, a quarterback, yeah. We could have friggin' destroyed Detroit. This scored more than 16 points this week.
Yeah, well.
I have some problems when it comes to the Andy Dalton conversation, just in general, that we heard since Thanksgiving Day, because I think a lot of Bears fans, some Bears fans, I should say that, because I think a lot of Bears fans are being fooled. I think that they've seen enough of Andy Dalton and what this team is to know that it's all for nothing. And I just, you know, Marvin, you brought up that the numbers say, you know, that he had a decent game. But if you look around the NFL, quarterbacks are throwing 300 yards all the time. I mean, Baker Mayfield does it with a broken foot and a messed up shoulder, and Matthew Stafford does it with, you know, a broken collarbone. Like, this happens in the NFL. It just doesn't happen in Chicago. But you still only put up 16 points against Detroit and a banged-up Detroit team. What would happen if the Bears played any other team on Thanksgiving Day? Now, I will say this. I think this episode of the Sports Cubicle is going to be two-parted, right? It's going to be the breakdown of a 16-14 win and then the turmoil that was pregame, during the game, and everything since the game. So I think, what do you boys think? We should probably just kind of break down our thoughts of Thanksgiving and kind of go into the entire saga that was the Matt Nagy craziness, because it, to me, the game is almost inconsequential of everything else that was surrounding it.
That's true. Don't forget that the Bears didn't have Mack and Smith got hurt. So, I mean, they were pretty banged up, too, on the defense. So, but we could talk about the game. And like I was alluding to in my mimicking of Nagy, that it was a false report. So first of all, I mean, I believe that it was a false report. But the whole thing about Dalton, keep in mind that he was named the quarterback at the beginning of the year, and there's some reports saying that the ownership got involved and are pushing that Fields play. So that's also an interesting sidelight. And there's no question that there'll be a new coach at the end of the year. They don't change coaches during the year. So I had my doubts about that report, too. But it was not like one of the top five people that follow the NFL that this report came from. So it was not substantiated. And eventually McCaskey said that it wasn't true. So I believe that. And we go on. So that was the drama with respect to the game itself. They eked it out. And good for them. They came together, you know, as a group. And the distractions didn't get in the way.
Now, Harper, let me ask you this, because I want Devin's, when it comes to the Nagy conversation, his input on this, because we've seen his standpoint throughout the season. But, you know, we talk about the report that came out from Patch that of Matt Nagy being fired after that Thursday game. And I agree with you. It comes from somebody, you know, not Adam Schefter or Mike Florio or Ian Rappaport. But it does come from somebody that's award-winning, and it is kind of random for it to come from that outlet. So what I think ends up happening in that scenario, and we'll dig deeper about it later on in the show, but somebody said something, and I also think people are putting, you know, connecting the dots. But if you watch that game, Detroit versus Chicago on Thanksgiving, Matt Nagy, the way he was calling plays, the way his body language was just throughout this entire process, and the way he talked about Andy Dalton, to me seems like a man that is confused and doesn't really get what's going on around him. I don't know if you guys have noticed this, and Devin, you'd be kind of the perfect person to ask this question. When I'm watching that Thursday night game between the Lions and the Bears, the only thing I could think of, this guy never got on board, has never gotten on board with Justin Fields. And the way in the press conference after the game, before he was told by management that, no, you better go say Justin Fields is the starter, he's talking about, we don't know who the starter is. You know who the starter is. That game on Thursday was empty calories. So, Devin, I don't know about you, but what did you take from what you saw on the field during the nonsense that was the Matt Nagy, you know, fiasco?
This Thursday's game?
From the Lions and Bears.
Well, let's just say, first off, Matt Nagy's going around here talking like he beat the Patriots in the Super Bowl when they went 16-0 right now. So you beat a game, you won Detroit 16-14. And I'll be completely honest, guys, I started the game and fell asleep and woke up towards the end, and I'm like, they're losing to Detroit. I want to say I'm surprised, but I'm not. And they came back, you know, with 60 seconds here. I don't think that the whole fiasco about, you know, this whole rumor of was Matt Nagy going to be fired really affected the team anymore, because I'm pretty sure Matt Nagy himself was telling the guys, you know, oh, you know, we're a team, I'm not going anywhere, blah, blah, blah. And again, it is the most Chicago Bears thing to do, get rid of a coach mid-season. And just, you make a good point, Mercado, but I don't think he was, like, you know, purposely trying to set up Justin Fields to fail. I just think this is Matt Nagy. It's like, you're not my guy. But look at it. We've given him his guy. We gave him Trubisky. We gave him Foles. Picked up Andy Dalton. And what? We're still where we've made, you know, only one playoff appearance. Let's be real here. Last year's does not effing count. That was the fluke. They should not have been there. But just with Matt Nagy, it's just this, I'm done with him. It's the same BS excuses than the whole, it's like, we give you, it, like, if management gave us everything we wanted and we still didn't do our job, we would have been gone as soon as yesterday. Let's be real here. Mercado, you know our boss. I don't think he'd keep us around that much longer spending money here. And just, we keep giving into Matt Nagy. And that's the thing. What do I say? Let Justin Fields be Justin Fields. And he does not seem to want to do it. And he might not be on board. As my shirt says, fire everybody. He's got to go, and I want Ryan Pace to pack his bags for him, because he should be gone too. And just, this is the thing. When you're taking a team that has not won a single game and you just barely scrounge it out, like, what's worse? Winning the, like, if we would have lost to Detroit, like, how much of a laughing stock would this team been? Is there any rebuilding?
Yeah. Well,
I'll tell you this, within Marver, yeah. I think this is something that you can really put your expertise on, is what happened big picture wise, because this game happens, right? And we're talking about this report. We saw how Matt Nagy kind of handled the entire situation. And it's hard to kind of just dictate, you know, game planning and X's and O's and outcomes of that game, because it's not Justin Fields, right? So we can do a lot of post-game analysis, but at the end of the day, again, it's just empty calories. And one thing that I took the most from it, though, is let's say this report was false. I think more than anything, the damage wasn't just how important it is that you lost Roquan Smith. It's the Bears organization in general, the front office, the top tier, the McCaskies and the Ted Phillips of the organization. I mean, what happened this week was embarrassing. And Marver, you've watched a lot of Bears football. And even if none of this was true, even if only a fraction of it is true, even if it is just obvious, the way that they handled this, the way that they put Nagy out there, the entire, I mean, let me run it down this way. And then Marver, I want your input on it.
Yeah.
This is what they did, okay? Instead of taking care of their guy, when they know all this was false, they put special teams coordinator Chris Tabor, who had to go in front of the media first. Nagy then had to get grilled by the media. Nagy had to have meetings with the ownership. And then George McCaskey had to talk to the players because the players were upset that they didn't know what's going on. All the years you watch Bears football, Marver, why is it always weird? Why is it always dumb? Why is it always this?
Because it's Chicago Bears. However, I will say this. You have to, from my opinion, you have to be careful with reports, because, I mean, if this is not a true report and somebody else says, and there's another report that comes out that's also not true, how do you keep addressing these things? I mean, you come out in front of them and say, there's no truth to this, blah, blah, blah. So that's one way of handling it. The way they handled it was a bit of a fumble, absolutely. And so, you know, it looked kind of goofy, but that's Chicago Bears for you. They do a lot of fumbling, and it's goofy. But here's the other thing. The on-the-field talent, I mean, maybe, you know, Vince Lombardi was the coach. I mean, what coach would be able to make this team a winner? Is it just Justin Fields, let him be Justin? Or do you need other personnel? You know, we talked about the line, which didn't look too bad actually compared to Detroit's, and the defensive secondary hasn't been that great in their two losses at the last second, Pittsburgh and Baltimore. So, you know, you have to look at the on the field talent. I mean, I'll coaches always come and go based upon the win and loss record, but the players in the field, I mean, why is Detroit so bad? I mean, are their players terrible? I mean, you know, I'm not that great an X's and O's guy for football, but there's got to be a strategic way and to get the most out of the team and to have the best personnel. And they just don't have the best personnel right now based upon their record, obviously.
Yeah, and that's something I do want to mention here, because what is the Bears, you know, Bears fans been clamoring for 3 years? We suck because of Trubisky. We suck because of Trubisky. He's gone. We suck because of Nagy. If we get rid of Nagy and we still suck, then who do we blame here? Yeah. Totally shoot myself in the foot, because I've been, you know, trashing Matt Nagy left and right here, and I do feel coaching definitely play a factor. But as I've been saying for years, guys, this team does not know how to develop a quarterback or really any young players here.
Mm-hmm.
And this is my big issue when it comes to all this, because it then becomes not just a Matt Nagy issue. Who's the person that hired Matt Nagy? Full disclosure, I don't like talking about people losing their jobs. I think it's really easy for us to talk about that and quick turnarounds. And there's only 32 of them. These are precious jobs. I'm not here to just say that you could just nilly-willy get rid of them. But what we do know is what we've seen. We've seen enough work. We've seen enough data to make an educated guess on how this is going to go. And this is kind of where I want to take this conversation, because we can only talk so much about a bad game on Thanksgiving.